This is All of It. I'm Kusha Navidar in for Allison Stewart. If you're a foodie, New York could be the perfect city for you. But it's also an overwhelming city. I mean, there's a lot of places to eat, and navigating can be tough. Google is saturated with listicles. TikTok has so many influencers with recommendations. And if that all does sound overwhelming, Eater, the food website, has a solution. Earlier this week, Eater released an official guidebook aptly named The Eater Guide to New York City. The book breaks down the best eateries, the best supermarkets, and food shopping adventures you can have in the city. The book is split into 7 sections, and the guidebook has bite-sized, overviews of eaters' favorite food spots. It's got things from longtime classics to new restaurants. The book is really a primer of the best food the city can offer. And here with us to talk about it is Stephanie Wu, editor-in-chief of Eater. Hi, Stephanie. Thanks for joining us. Oh, Stephanie,
Thank you for that lovely intro of the book.
Oh, absolutely, Stephanie. I didn't hear you for a second, but hi, it's great to see you. We've got you now. And callers, we want to hear from you. Texters, I think we would love to hear from folks texting us. What is your favorite eatery in New York? Share a spot that's too good to be gatekept, or maybe you have friends coming to town. You want to give them the best food experience of their life. Send us your ideas, your questions, your recs. Text us at 212-433-9692, or give us a shout on social. We're at All of It WNYC. So, Stephanie, let's talk about the book. You embarked on what I might call a Herculean task because you're trying to compile all the best New York City restaurants into one book. But question at the top, Eater's a website. So why a physical book instead of a digital thing?
You know, we felt it was time to extend our maps, which people have always come to us for, into the physical world, as much as we love, you know, being able to get everything at our fingertips at any given moment. I think for people who are traveling, for people who are visiting a place for a specific given amount of time, there's nothing quite like the feeling of holding a guidebook and being able to say, okay, as you alluded to, there's so much information on the internet. What do I do if I just need this expert's guide? I want to be able to flip through it. There's a beginning, there's an end. I can carry it with me. I can read it on the subway, and I can mark it up while I'm on my trip. There is just nothing quite like that feeling.
So literally, you want a guide, like a map to New York City that you can have, even if the Wi-Fi goes out, even if your data plan kind of shoots out and you've gone over to your cap, if people still have caps. How did you use your existing resources to compile all that information? Was it just a free-for-all, all the staff going into it together? What was that process like?
Yeah, we're lucky that we have decades of, you know, experience between all of our team combined covering the city. And so when it came to, okay, how do we encapsulate what we feel the city is right now into a place and time, we had more than enough opinions kind of weighing in and saying, you know, here's what I think. And so we really set our reporter, Emma Orlow, onto the task of what feels right now in terms of putting this into a book, highlighting it, and really sharing our favorites. And then the great thing is we've also got QR codes with every chapter. So say you're reading this book in a few months from now and you want to say, okay, this is great, but what else is there? You can easily just kind of go back to your phone and get the latest that way as well.
That's wonderful. And let's dive into the book a little bit. You had mentioned that you had it split up into a bunch of different sections. You split the city up into 7 sections. The first section is Downtown West. Now that includes places like Chelsea, Greenwich Village, Meatpacking, Soho, Tribeca, West Village. Best describe this neighborhood to us. Why did you group these areas together?
Yeah, I mean, this is kind of like the area that I'm in. And so this is an area that feels really special to me. This is kind of, you know, where artists have always gathered. This is where NYU is. And so the college students and the vibes are very kind of youthful feeling at certain parts of it. And there's just a real energy to Downtown West, to kind of the Village and all the way downtown to Tribeca, that we feel like is where a lot of visitors kind of immediately gravitate to, especially on their first trip to New York City.
You know, part of the book that I found really interesting was how you include a shopping section in each of the seven neighborhoods. So for food shopping in downtown West, the guidebook recommends New York Cake, which is a warehouse of baking supplies, and McNulty's, which is a tea and coffee company and more. Are there any favorite food shopping spots that you recommend out there?
Yeah, I'm a big sucker for Murray's Cheese, which is that incredible cheese shop that doesn't just sell cheese, but also the accoutrements for your perfect picnic. And I love that you called out the shopping section, because we are well aware as travelers that, unfortunately, you can't just eat all day long. You need something to do in between your breakfast and your snack and your dinner. And so we really wanted to pepper some shops in there so that when you're in the neighborhood, you can easily look at the beautiful illustrated map that we've got and say, okay, I'm eating here. What's the closest shop that I could wander to? What are some of the nearby parks where I could just walk off this meal and get ready for the next one?
And we got a text from a listener with a suggestion from this area, downtown West. So on Sullivan Street, pizza or Grand Daisy never misses. Stephanie, you've also got dedicated sections like Bodega 101 or Late Night Essentials that feels like the perfect primer for newcomers or tourists. Who did you have in mind when you were making this book?
You know, it's funny because as much as we did feel like those sections were things you absolutely need to know as newcomers, I'm someone who's lived in New York City for almost 20 years now, and I learned so much about just kind of the history of bodegas and how they came to be. There's really, truly something for everyone in this book, and you can have lived here for ages and still there can be neighborhoods that you've never been to. So really even digging into, you know, neighborhoods of Queens and Staten Island and Bronx, where people who live here may not naturally kind of gravitate to, but there is just so much to discover even in your own backyard. So as much as this is a travel guide for visitors, is absolutely a travel guide for people who live here as well.
I love that you brought up Queens, because we did just get a text with a suggestion from Queens. It reads, "My favorite restaurant is Don Pepe in South Ozone Park, Queens." This is another section of the book. One of the most diverse boroughs in New York and in the country, really, is Queens. And your section on Queens, Stephanie, is full of delicious spots that capture the diversity of the neighborhood. Before we go to any specific places, how should foodies explore this borough? And how is it maybe different than, say, Manhattan or Brooklyn?
Oh, gosh. And let me also say that we knew that it was an impossible task to sum up all of the incredibleness of Queens into one chapter. But I think the amazing thing about Queens is you can take the subway and you can be in so many different neighborhoods, and you can really kind of get a breadth of what New York City has to offer all in one trip. And, you know, it's hard to explain this to visitors, but the fact that you could easily spend a week in Queens and never eat through enough of it is just mind-boggling. And so we always suggest, you know, if you're flying in, you're likely coming in and out of JFK or LaGuardia, spend some time. Don't hop immediately to your hotel in Manhattan or to Brooklyn and actually see what there is to do in Flushing or in Woodside or in Astoria. You know, there is so much to explore.
And listeners, if you have a suggestion specifically for Queens, we would love to hear it. Text us for this segment. We're talking to Stephanie Wu, who's the editor-in-chief of Eater, and we want to know what your favorite eatery is in New York. And right now we want to focus specifically on Queens. So text us at 212-433-9692. That's 212-433-WNYC. And Stephanie, you had mentioned Flushing. So let's go into that. How did you select the food selections for Flushing?
You know, Flushing is full of so many institutions that have been around for so long. And so really, again, trying to balance, okay, what are the places that have been there that locals know and love? You know, White Bear Dumplings is one of my favorites that's in there. It literally feels like a hole in the wall, but it has, I think, some of the absolute best dumplings you can find in New York City. And I don't think it's exaggerated to say some of the best dumplings in this country. And so you have smaller places like that. And then you have the bigger chains. We put Heidi Lau, which is a hot pot chain in there, which I think is a really fun nod because it's not New York specific, but the fact that you can have this experience in New York City, this all you can eat hot pot with, you know, entertainers, is really a one of a kind thing. So it's kind of encapsulating the diversity of a place like Flushing having the new places, having the old, and really making an argument for, yes, Flushing should be part of your New York City itinerary.
And we've got a text for reading Il Poeta. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. It's in Forest Hills. Incredible Italian food. Stephanie, let's go over a little bit into Brooklyn. The borough would be the third biggest city in the U.S. if it were its own city. And so, you know, what you were saying before about this being very difficult to encapsulate, I think comes through with so many sections of the city. Part of the reason why the book could be so helpful, you go straight to the section in the guidebook that encompasses Crown Heights, Bed-Stuy, Flatbush, PLG and Sunset Park. What is unique about this area of Brooklyn as opposed to maybe North Brooklyn, which you describe as Williamsburg and Greenpoint?
Yes. And this was, again, a conscious decision, knowing that so many travelers who maybe base themselves in Manhattan or in Williamsburg, so often kind of those neighborhoods are seen as an encapsulation of all of Brooklyn. And we know that's not true. We know there are so many neighborhoods where people live and work and play, and the restaurants in the so-called rest of Brooklyn, as we've dubbed it, are just incredible and worth a visit in and of itself. So having that laid out in a map and being able to see where the clusters are and where you can go and really spend a day walking around, I think that's so helpful, because without that context, so many people wouldn't even know where to start.
Yeah, I saw that you included Psycho, which is a Syrian Korean fusion restaurant in South Park Slope. That's an incredible fusion spot. What do you like about that spot?
I personally have not been, but I do think that it is, again, a fantastic example of something that feels very only in New York. You know, where else in the world can you find a Syrian Korean restaurant? And for people who have maybe done a lot of traveling, who maybe have visited Korea, to be able to come to New York City and say, I've tried something here that I couldn't even try in Korea, I think that's what really is the beauty of dining in New York City.
We were getting some texts that I just want to read out. I'm looking at the clock, want to make sure some folks get their calls out. So UMass in Rockaway Beach, Queens, Uzbek food, delicious. And we've also got Fiat Cafe's fresh cavatelli with broccoli rabe. Hard ricotta and sausage is my favorite bowl of pasta in New York City. Callers, texters, thank you so much for sending us those texts and giving us the recommendations. And Steffi, you know, as we look generally at this book and as the Eater's editor-in-chief, I'm sure you've been to so many American cities and tried their food scene. What to you makes New York special?
It's really the fact that there are so many things here that you cannot get anywhere else in the world. And that's not just kind of the immigration patterns of people who have brought their food here from all over the world, but it's the places like Psycho, where, you know, Syrian and Korean food come together in a way that you can't find anywhere else. It's the fact that you can, you know, we say this in the intro of the book, but you can be on one block in the East Village and you can have Scandinavian coffee and Malaysian sweets and hot pot, and you really can find so many things within spitting distance. And there's just nowhere else in the world where you can do that.
Yeah, and nowhere else where maybe you could get the dedication of the texters that are texting us right now, because we have more texts than we have time for, and I'm kicking myself because I want to read so many of them. But folks, if you didn't get your text read, hit us up on Instagram. We're at allofitwnyc. We've been talking to... Oh, and of course, thank you for texting us. We all really appreciate it. We've been talking to Stephanie Wu, the editor-in-chief of the food publication Eater. Their new book, The Eater Guide to New York City, is out right now. Stephanie, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Kusha.
And that's our show today. Here's what's coming up on tomorrow's show. We'll speak with Farah Kareem Cooper, the author of The Great White Bard, How to Love Shakespeare While Talking About Race, plus a conversation with Carla Gutierrez, the director of a new documentary about Frida Kahlo. Thank you always, as always, for listening to us, calling, texting. We'll be here tomorrow. See you then.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.